107.9.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Broadcasting worldwide, the latest hits and the greatest memories. Fresh. 107.9 FM. Listen via freshfmnigeria.com or download Fresh 107.9 FM on Play Store.
The ultimate and the man called Nice on that beautiful song calls that one Health is Wealth. So just now we're talking health this beautiful Monday morning. It is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. I'm Bill Kuta. My name is Binga Oreshegun. I'm the man you just have to love, and it's a beautiful Monday morning. So let's talk health. Now, one of the sexually transmitted diseases that is hardly talked about or even reported in the news is what they call the human papilloma virus, otherwise called the HPV. Now, just like the HIV, human immunovirus, this virus prevalence across Nigeria varies. Experts have said that it could cause cervical and other type of cancers in women and penile cancers in men. And Nigeria recently rolled out about 6 million doses of the HPV vaccines for girls between the ages of 9 and 15. Now, here on the show, we shall be having our conversation with experts about how the virus is transmitted and how it can be prevented and what the vaccine will mean for the vaccinated. We have professionals right here in the studio. We have right here in the studio, we have pharmacist Enilo Lubo. Thank you so much for joining us on the platform.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here.
Yeah, we also have pharmacist Ogunsanya. Thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Mr. Bienga.
So,
it's good to be here.
So let's talk as a professional, just like how I introduced HPV. Most of the time we all know of HIV, staph, gonorrhea and stuff like that. But most of the time, we don't look at HPV. Not many people are even aware of what HPV is all about. They call it a human papillomavirus. But as a professional, what is HPV?
Okay, thank you very much for that question. So HPV, just like you said, is a virus. It's actually a DNA virus. And it belongs to the family of the papilloma vividae. That's the group it belongs to. It's a centrally transmitted disease. And also, it is a disease that a lot of people have or might have had that they do not even know that they have.
Oh, really? It's a disease people might have had.
Or have.
Uh-huh. And they don't even know
that, because it is believed. It is such as, just like all other virus.
Yes.
Infections,
yes.
They are self-limited. It is believed that it should go by itself.
Oh, really?
Yes. So that is why a lot of people, because it won't even show you any sign, no symptoms, although it can cause other things.
Okay, it's a virus that will not show symptoms.
No symptoms, no signs.
But just like HIV, it would open the door to other viruses.
Other infections.
Other infections.
Diseases, let's put
diseases.
It like diseases. Yes. And there are over 200 strains, 200 type of it that has been described, with like 40 out of it, like 40 or more, that causes, that are transmitted sexually.
Wow. It is scary because of the fact that it has no symptoms.
Yeah.
So how do you... Pharmacist Ogunsanya, do you have a different opinion to this?
Oh, absolutely. She's very right. Just like you have said, it's a viral infection. And the scary part is that most of the time it's asymptomatic. Uh-huh. You don't get to have visible symptoms, you know, especially in a very long time. So it's there in the body, causing the havoc, breaking down the immune system. And, you know, there are strains that can even cause cancer, for instance, that can cause cervical cancer in the patient that has the infection. There are also those that can have genital warts, you know, as well. So it's actually a very, very contagious disease that the populace need to be aware of and begin to take adequate measures.
So, because most of the time where we just go for, okay, for people who just want to get married, just say, oh, do HIV, do this. But most of the time they don't include HPV for test. Is that they don't they don't do tests for that. Or even as a man, how do you know, maybe you're not married, you're with a lady, how do you know? Is it something that it can show on the face? Since you said that there are no symptoms.
Yeah, thank you very much, Mr. Benja. I think it's all about awareness. It's all about awareness. The truth is, you don't have to wait till when you want to get married, for those that are married yet, before you begin to do comprehensive health check.
Comprehensive health.
Particularly check. For ladies, you know, relating it back to HPV and all. Now, particularly for ladies that are over 21 years of age, it is important to always have HPV test.
So are you saying that? Are you saying that a man or a lady who is sexually active?
Absolutely.
Must.
Yes.
But how about if you're not sexually active?
If you are not sexually active, it's still good you have it done, so that you can be sure. You can't take
Someone who is not sexually active does not stand a chance of having it.
There are other ways that you can have it. Yes. It can be passed from skin to skin too.
Oh, skin to skin.
Yeah, even you know this virus can actually pass from a mother to a child.
Oh, really? Okay, yes. Through childbirth.
Through the amniotic two fluids in the body. So there is still this. Even from what I can see, that even from long kissing, you can pass this virus.
So even through
kissing.
Okay.
So it is important that you go for regular comprehensive screening. To prevent all these diseases.
Now, as you're saying all of this, I don't know why I'm just scared. It's not as if I'm just scared, you know. But how is the HPV contracted, and how does it spread?
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Abinga. Okay, so just like we've highlighted earlier, the major means of transmission is through sexual activities. It's through sexual activities, whether the regular vaginal intercourse, oral sex, anal sex. You know, we have all manners of stuffs now that I don't want to call it perversion, you know. So all of these things are means of transmission. However, for those that are immunocompromised, for people whose immunity is not strong enough, they are highly predisposed, you know, to having this infection. You know, we said it's viral. So by the time your immunity is down and you are exposed, normally what ought to happen is that your immunity ought to
fight against it.
You know, help suppress it. But when your immunity is low, you know, the virus begin to replicate. You know,
so is there a way one can check one's level of immunity?
For immunity, there's no specific test and all.
Okay.
Most of the time, your immunity is hanged to your lifestyle.
Okay.
It's usually hanged to your lifestyle.
Okay, to your lifestyle.
When someone is, for instance, one of those things that really brings about low immunity is use of substance.
Okay, substance abuse, cigarettes,
smoking, tobacco,
drugs and all.
You know, lifestyle, junk,
not feeling well, I know. So then also the presence of, like I mentioned earlier, the presence of some diseases that naturally reduces immunity.
You know, like okay, I think HIV. HIV does that.
Absolutely. Like
HIV does that. So apart from sex, transmission via sex, you talked about it can be contracted mother to child.
Yes.
You know, talk about the fluids. You talked about oral sex is also there. Kissing is also a part of it. Skin to skin. So hugging people, you know, those kind of things. Holding hands. When is that risk?
That is when there is an exchange of fluid.
Like sweat.
Yeah, fluid, you know, such that the fluid carries the virus, you know. Because you never can tell the person you are hugging may have a sore, a wound on the body. Through which secretions, where the virus are, can also be passed on. So we just have to be very.
Now, how about sweat? Sweat is not.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
But when there is what's it called now? When there is a wounds, you know, and from the wounds there are secretions, you know, and it gets to another person that is uninfected, there is high possibility that the person will be infected with the virus.
Okay, so let's talk about the people at risk of contracting HPV? Okay. Is it a baby? Is it a girl? A man? A boy? You know, or the older ones? So who are most at risk here?
Okay. People that are at risk are the boys, girls, men, women. And also people that have multiple sexual partners. They are highly at risk of contracting this virus. Just like you said, immunocompromised patients too are highly at risk. Then also people that started having sex at a very young age.
Okay.
And that is why I think there's an immunization going on. It is tailored to start with 9 to 14. So they want to
from
catch
the ages of 9 to
14.
14.
14, yes.
That's
yeah.
14. That so should be like a GSS 3, SS 1 student.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So some of these kids or some of these teens have started even having sex even before 14 years old. So they are at risk of having this woman.
Okay, but most especially, I think that they're immunizing this vaccine to girls alone. How about the boys? Is it that boys are not, they don't really stand a chance of contracting this? Okay. Or maybe the ladies or the girls are the most at risk?
Yes.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Benga. So, the girls are the most at risk. The boys can also get infected, you know, but the girls are most at risk. And the reason is because most of the time for the girls, it can't progress, especially when they get infected with strains that are very virulent, you know. It can't progress to what we call cervical cancer, you know. So I believe the government is looking at a way where that can be nipped in the bud, you know. That is not very common with the men, even though yes, there are also some cases of penile cancer and all in men, but it is not very prevalent like we have in women presenting with cervical cancer. So that is why a lot of effort is being channeled, that's from the government now, towards the girls. However, for the men or the male sex, the vaccines will be available, I mean, in health facilities where they can also get the vaccines as well.
Well, one thing that I'm just a bit worried about is the symptoms. You said there are no symptoms. Mm-hmm. How can one then detect it then? Talk about the symptoms of the HPV. I feel there should be something, you know.
Okay.
Just once it shows, okay, you know that, I need to go, so like, I've heard people who've had staphylococcus or gonorrhea and stuff like say, okay, they get itching somewhere, they get this, they secrete some even maybe when they want to go to the toilet, it's pain. With that one, they know that, I think I've messed up in this area. Let me go sort it out. But for HPV here, I feel there should be something.
Okay. Thank you very much for this question. For HPV, HPV is just like every other virus infection.
Yes.
And most virus infections, like we said earlier, are self-limiting. They go by themselves. But for HPV, there are some strains that are very virulent that won't go.
Okay.
So after, they stay in the body for longer time. They stay in the body longer than it should be. It is believed that by 2 years, if you have an HPV virus in your body, it should naturally go away. But if there are the strains, the types, for HPV, there are two types.
Okay.
There are the low risk HPV and there's the high risk HPV human papilloma virus. So if by chance you have the high risk one in your body that won't go on its own, those ones can lead to other diseases, just like we have talked about.
Okay, so for a man, okay, I'm talking for the men folk here. Now for the man, what are those things that would, you know, once you have the high risk HPV, what are those diseases that, or maybe infections that could open up to?
Okay. It's not even about man or woman. This can happen in both men and women. So
it can a man have cervical cancer?
No.
Okay.
But they can have penile cancer, which can...
Penile cancer.
Yes, which HPV too can cause. The virus too can cause. But the reason why, you know, penile cancer is not common around us. So that's why there is more focus on cervical cancer than the other types of cancer that they cause. You can even have, there's this throat one, oropharyngeal cancer. Yeah. For people that engage in oral sex. You know, we said earlier on that it can be passed through oral distance. So you can even get it on. And so, as I was saying, that there are the high risk strains, and those ones won't go on their own. Those are the ones that lead to cervical cancer, whereas there are still the low risk one that leads to genital warts.
That leads to genital warts.
Yes.
Okay, what is the genital wart?
Okay, a genital wart is like a lesion, like a growth in the outer part of the body.
Okay.
So we have different type of warts. There is flat warts, there is penetra, there are so many. But for this one, the main focus is on genital wart. It's like a lesion. It can be anywhere in the body. The genital one is around the genitals.
Okay, it could be around the anus as well.
Yes, anus, scrotum, on the penis can have one and can have a lot of it too.
Okay, is that a cure for that part?
Yes, there is.
You need to get the vaccine to cure.
For genital wart, there is a cure. There are drugs, there are medicines that can be used to cure. That one. Even for cancer too, early detection. Yes, some people still survive cervical cancer. That is why it is necessary for us to do regular checkup. You know, for this virus, actually, is a viral infection. It is not treated. The virus itself cannot be treated.
Okay, but the virus itself cannot be treated.
But you can treat what they cause, the other diseases they cause.
Okay.
You understand what I'm saying? So you are not treating the virus, but you are treating the other diseases. So if eventually you go earlier
for checkup,
they can check if there is an abnormality or a growth or anything and start treatment immediately.
Well, if you just joined us, it is the platform. We're talking health. This time we have a pharmacist, Danilo Lobo, and pharmacist Ogunsanya right here in the studio. We're talking the human papillomavirus. This is a sexually transmitted disease that is hardly talked about. Most of the time, they don't really talk about it on the news. It's called the HPV. And just like the HIV, this virus is prevalent across Nigeria. An expert has said that it causes cervical and other cancers in women, penile cancers in men. You know, it leads to genital warts, and it opens the door to many infections. And according to the experts in the house, they've said that it has no symptoms. So there's high risk and there's high, there's low. So you talked about the health problems that it can cause. You talked about the genital warts. You talked about the cervical cancer. Okay, so. And we also talked about the genital wart here as well. So for the genital wart part, we said it's part of the symptoms. You know, that it opens the door.
Don't let us say it's part of
but the But it opens
it's
the door.
Of, for to,
okay, so for someone who has genital wart, okay, what are the... If left untreated, what happens?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Benga. Okay, so... genital wart, if left untreated, continues to grow, even though it is not cancerous. It's a benign growth, you know.
What's a benign growth?
Meaning that it doesn't lead to cancer.
Okay.
But it's a growth that is there and all. Very, very embarrassing, you know. You can imagine maybe sexual partners and there's a wart. An unusual growth around the genitals is embarrassing, you know, and the growth continues, you know, and of course it continues to show that the immunity of the person is in question. The immunity is low.
Okay, as long as it grows, it shows that the immune system is down.
There are instances where the warts can actually go on their own.
That is without immunity.
When the patient's immunity is high enough, you know, and that will also lead us to lifestyle. Just like I mentioned earlier, those lifestyle that readily brings down our immunity, we need to watch them, you know, because that will open the body system up to more diseases, you know. So if there is a genital wart untreated, it shows immunity is low. There can be other mixed infections, coming up in the person. So
okay, so for you to have genital warts, you are at risk of getting infected, you know, another kind of infection.
Exactly, exactly. Because your immunity is down. It's a sign that your body cannot actually suppress the virus. That
okay,
is
so
in
there
you
are drugs to use, yes. You know, yes. Drugs. In, because I've heard of people say, oh, genital wart, oh, they can cut it, they can do this okay. And all. You know, speak to people who already have that belief. Because I've heard of things.
Thank you, Mr. Genga. We want to encourage our people at home that when genital warts, for instance, when it is noticed, no form of self-medication should be adopted. We should not adopt any form of self-medication that will further cause harm to the patient. So when you notice anything unusual, please go to the nearest hospital or the nearest healthcare facility around you, whether it's a primary center, whether it's an hospital, if you can come to the pharmacy, speak with the pharmacist, and we advise you appropriately.
Appropriately.
You know, so it's not, you shouldn't take chances, you know, because by the time you cut, you know, you may not be able to, it's not even advisable you cut because,
what
are you cutting? You can even cut off the skin and, you know, cut off vital, maybe vessel and all that can eventually lead to death. You know, so we have a lot of cases where people ignorantly cause more harm to themselves. Some people dying because they want to help themselves with all of these things. The right thing to do is to go to the nearest healthcare facility around.
How about for people who believe in herbs? That, oh, with herbs they can get rid of it. I've always said it that most times I've heard that doctors don't like people who talk about herbs. But for people who think that, okay, oh, you know, everything. So all of this, for people who be like, okay, once you have things like that, take this kind of herbs, it will go. What do you have to say to them?
Okay, on that one, I won't advise anybody to take herbs because we do not have any, it has not been proven scientifically
that
herbs can cure these diseases. So the best thing to do is to go to a hospital or a pharmacy or any healthcare practitioner. They know what, they how to, where to tell you to go to get yourself treated. So herbs for me is a no-no.
All right, so still talking about HPV, is it curable?
Just like I said, the virus itself is self-limiting. It's something that if your immune system is good, it will go by itself. You don't even need to use anything. It will just naturally get out of the body. But the diseases that they cause are the ones that, you know, it's just like when you have, what's it called, measles. You know, measles is a viral infection too. Yeah. In fact, most times people use antibiotics. When they come to, I tell them, measles goes by itself. It's a viral infection. You don't need to take anything. What we treat in measles is the symptoms.
Symptoms.
The temperature, we'll give something for temperature. Any other is itching, you will give something for the allergy. You know, all those things, the symptoms are what we treat. We are not actually treating
the virus.
But for me, if you are not going to say that we want to treat the HPV, I will say that maybe taking a lot of fruits, vitamins, supplements, because to boost your immune system, once your immune system is high, it will naturally go away.
Okay, Nigerians, be a part of this. We are professionals right here in the studio. All right, we have a pharmacist, Eni Lolubo, and also pharmacist, Ogunsanya. You know, they are talking to us about the human papillomavirus, HPV. And just like we said, just like HIV, this virus is prevalent across Nigeria. And they say that it causes cervical cancer for women, penile cancer for men, also leads to genital warts, list, you know, it just goes on and on. But right about now, Nigeria recently rolled out 6 million doses of HPV vaccines for girls between the ages of 9 and 15. The numbers to call is 0815-432-1079. 0815-432-1079. Or 0818-111-1079. 0818-111-1079. We're live on Facebook. On Facebook, it is Fresh 107.9 FM at Abeokuta. You can also tweet at us at Fresh FM Abeokuta. You can tweet at us at Fresh FM Abeokuta. So, still talking about... Okay, I think we need to go on this quick break. And when we're back, we'll still talk about the HPV and how it can be prevented. Don't touch that radio.
Wọ́n ti wò kásìkò yìí rí bó ti lóhùn orí tó. Ẹ̀yin oníbàárà IAS ò ní ṣàìṣeun rere tó tọ́ láti ṣe. Torí pé ẹfọkàn tọwa táwa náà sì mọ rírì yín láwọn ṣe ní jayín kulẹ̀ nígbà kankan. A ti mú kó rọrùn sí láti ra àwọn ilẹ̀ wa. Ilẹ̀ wa kan jòjòló tó ṣẹ̀ṣẹ̀ gorí àtẹ ni IAS Garden City ní pápá láǹtó tàǹtà ní 2 million naira. Ìsinmi ẹ̀gbá ìdí òrì tàǹtà ní 3 million naira tẹ́lẹ̀ ti di 1.5 million naira. King City Lalamala Barracks 4 million naira ní tẹ́lẹ̀ ó ti di 2.5 million naira. 750,000 naira ní plot kan ní Mile 8 Ajebo Road. Nígbàtí plot kan ní òmìnira Unique City pọ́nkùkù Abẹ́òkúta jẹ 300,000 naira. 25% lè máa kọ́kọ́ san. Tẹ́ bá ti wá sanwó dé ìdajì, ẹ gba ilẹ̀ yín ẹ sì máa kọ́lé lọ. Oṣù mẹ́wàá gbáko lè máa fi sàn yìí tó kù. Tẹ́ bá ti san 25% lẹ́ ó ti gba tíkẹ́ẹ̀tì tẹ́ máa fi jẹ ẹ̀bùn nínú ìyíkoto tó ń bọ̀ láìpẹ́. Níbi tí olóríire kan á ti jẹ ọkọ̀ Toyota Yaris kan tí ọ̀pọ̀ èèyàn á sì jẹ àwọn ẹ̀bùn lóríṣiríṣi. Ọjọ́ 21 oṣù October yìí ni ìpolongo yìí máa wá sópin o. Ẹ pé 091-39-01-1255.
We're back on radio. We still have pharmacist Daniel Olubo and also pharmacist Ogun Soya. We're talking about the human papillomavirus. It's one of the sexually transmitted diseases that is hardly talked about. And according to the pharmacist, according to the experts, they say that it has no symptoms. It has no symptoms. And the way you said it, I'm not sure it has a cure, but you said... the infections are the things that you try as much as possible to cure, but it naturally goes away.
If your immune system is good, it will naturally, and that's why some people, even me, I might have had, and maybe because of my immune system is good,
yes,
as naturally.
So talk to us about things to do to boost your immune system.
Okay, so to boost your immune system, for me, you can never get it wrong eating fruits and vegetables.
Fruits and vegetables. Natural,
yes, that's a natural way of getting your immune system.
Are there drugs that can boost your immune system?
Yes, I'm still going there, but let's talk about the natural.
Okay, the naturals. Okay.
Yeah, so you can never get it wrong doing that. In fact, for me, I would say it should be part of our daily routine, eating habit, that every time you eat, there must be fruit. Because of all these infections that we are talking about, most of them are dependent on the immune system. If your immune system is high, it will naturally, in fact, the risk at which you are open to all this infection will reduce. You understand what I'm saying? Other things that you can do is take supplements, vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E.
Okay.
Those are multivitamins, so get a good one. You can use that too to boost your immune system. Then avoid some things that brings down your immune system, like smoking.
So smoking.
Alcohol too.
Alcohol.
Yes, alcohol too brings down your immune system. Exercise regularly. Avoid being overweight.
Okay. Obesity and all.
Then also, for this kind of, we said it's a sexually transmitted infection. Multiple partners. Having multiple partners should be discouraged. You should stick to one.
Just stay faithful.
Faithful to your partner is very important. It's very important.
You know, I'm married now.
Yeah, so please stick to your wife. It's very important. Then if you must do, please, even though condom will not give you 100%.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, will not give you, yeah.
But so are you saying that with condoms, are you safe?
It's not 100%. It's not. Even for HIV, they will tell you that it's not 100%. It's not 100% safe. But it can reduce the risk
of
contracting the disease.
Okay. All right. So, how can HPV be prevented?
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Benga. So, let me just quickly mention one or two things about boosting the immunity as well.
Yes.
Stress management is also important.
How can you run away from that?
Yeah.
All right, the economy and all of it.
Yes.
If you need money, I think you need to add a little bit of stress.
Yeah, but take time to rest. Yeah. Please, it's very important.
Yeah, true.
We are overstressed, you know, and that's doing a lot of injuries to our health. It's really destroying our health, you know. So stress management is extremely important. Then also we talk about balanced diet as well. Make sure you have everything in right proportion. Okay. Hydration is important.
Water.
Yes. Yeah. You know, this is a time where we are used to all manners of carbonated drinks, all manners of energy drinks.
Caffeinated, you know.
They are not really helping our immunity, you know. Rather, they make our body work unnecessarily, you know. So, let's get hydrated with water as much as possible. So, coming to prevention.
Going for checkups, regular checkups.
Yeah, regular checks.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, it's very important. Don't be far from the hospital. Whenever you notice anything strange in your body, please go to the hospital even before. Yeah. It should be something that we should do yearly or every 6 months. You should go to the hospital, get yourself screened,
for general checkups.
From there, they can, if they detect anything, they can start. Most of the time, we wait till when issues or problems become big before we visit there, and we expect the doctors to perform miracles. Where were you when it started? Why didn't you go to the hospital then?
Okay.
So it is important that we go to the hospital, like make it a routine.
A routine thing. Okay, so let's talk about the prevention.
All right.
How can you run away from it? Okay, yes, someone who says, okay, let me just stay faithful to one person. All right. But yet, still stands a chance. How can it be prevented?
Okay, thank you very much, Mr. Binga. So, the most reliable means of prevention is vaccination. You know, thankfully, this particular virus has, among some of very few other viruses that vaccination can actually help us against. So vaccination is the way to go. Vaccination is the way to go. And thankfully, just like you mentioned, government has rolled out vaccination, you know, particularly for young girls, you know,
9 to 15.
Between 9 and 15 years, you know, nationwide. So our people should embrace that. We should go after that. That is the most important way that we can actually get protected from this virus. And also, just like we've mentioned about lifestyle modifications, all of those things we've mentioned, just like my colleague has said, avoiding having multiple sexual partners is extremely important, you know, because that's also one of the means through which this disease really spreads so rapidly, you know. So screening is also important, you know. I mentioned earlier, and just like my colleague also alluded, most times by the time people get to know that there is a HPV infection or it has led to maybe cancer or something, by the time they get to know, it's at the advanced stage. You know, it's at the advanced stage. And, you know, if it's discovered early enough, then you can be sure of adequate care and all. Because at the moment, we have about 12,000 cases of complication of HPV infection, which is cervical cancer.
Wow.
About 12,000 cases
12,000
annually.
In Nigeria?
In Nigeria. Wow. About 12,000 cases that is reported, okay?
Okay, no, about the ones that were not
reported. That is reported.
And the loss
you know,
will not be recorded.
You know, so about over 12,000. And sadly, we have over 8,000 mortality from that 12.
Cervical cancer.
Yeah, and the reason is because they present late. They are not screened early enough. By the time they are screened, if it's still at the precancerous state, it can be detected and it will be managed adequately. So screening is also extremely important in preventing this HPV infection.
So I think even as a parent, it is important for you to take your children, you know, from 9 to 15, get them vaccinated as much as early as possible.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
All right, so you talked about the age bracket with the government, talked about 9 to 15. Are you saying that 9 to 15 is the only age that you can get the vaccine done?
No. Okay.
Let's answer that first. Any age can go get vaccinated? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's from... I think the focus is on women that are within the childbearing age. You understand what? Okay. And that ranges, although child rearing rate will be from maybe 14 or so. But the reason why they are considering 9 years is because before they have their first
sexual
contact, they already have something in their body that will prevent them from having this disease. So that is why the 9 years are also considered. But it is open from 9 years to age 45 years.
Age 45 years
in women. So for but more focus is on from 9 to 26 years.
9 to 26.
Yeah. For people like from 27 years, most of the people from 20 are already exposed to it because most of them are already sexually active. But what this will do, they should get vaccinated too. Because what the vaccine will do is that, you know, I told you that there are so many strains of it.
Okay.
It won't treat the one that you have already. Getting the vaccine from 27 years won't treat the one that you have, the virus in your body, but it will prevent you from having other strains of the virus. You know, I told you that there are a lot of strains. So it will prevent you from having other strains. So that is why every woman from within the ages of 9 to 45 years should get vaccinated. It is very important.
How about for men?
For men too. Just like, you know, we discussed earlier that the focus is more on women because of the cervical cancer that it can lead to than men. But outside, there are some countries in the UK that even men go
and get
vaccinated against it. So men too, they are, if you go to the hospital, I'm sure, centers. Yeah, it is available there for you. Everybody should, even for men, women. So far, you are sexually active.
Okay.
You need to get yourself.
So for you to get vaccinated, is it expensive or?
I think to some extent the vaccine is a bit expensive, but that is where the government comes in.
Okay, that's where the government comes in.
The government can make it, subsidize it, so that it will be available. It will be
for everybody.
Because getting it at the rate of, I think it's, for me, I don't know, but I know it's a bit expensive, and that is why a lot of people don't even know about it. So maybe if it's cost reduced, a lot of people can have access to it and take it. Because right now in Nigeria, what people are after is food. What goes in there? All these drugs. So now be talking about one vaccine. They'll tell you, I'll take vitamin C to naturally. But even vitamin C is not enough. The best way to protect yourself is to get vaccinated. That is 100%.
Okay.
And it's for a lifetime.
For a lifetime.
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Binga, let me quickly jump on that. So at the moment, the vaccines that are available, the HPV vaccines that are available in Nigeria are free of charge.
For now.
What the government is planning to do is to incorporate it in the vaccination schedule.
Like the polio.
Polio, diphtheria, tetanus.
So it's going to be part of the routine.
I think
immunization.
Measles is also there.
Measles, yes. There's measles, BCG, mumps, and all those things.
So it's going to be part of the immunization schedule.
Okay.
Everybody will have access to it free of charge. You know, the government partnered with organizations like World Health Organization,
Bill Gates,
UNICEF, Bill Gates Foundations, Gavi, and all, to make this available free of charge, you know, so it's available. But what we advise our people is that per adventure you get to any of the primary center and it is not available, it doesn't cost you too much
to go buy about anyway.
And get prevented. Because if the complications of these infections begin to manifest, for instance, let's talk about the cervical cancer we mentioned. The amount of money the person will eventually pay in cure, in managing the condition, can never be compared to the amount of the vaccine. You know, we are not sure of what the price is now because it's not being rolled out for commercial sales and all. So it can never be compared. So, and like we always say, health is wealth. So we need to put priority on this. Even if you are not getting it free of charge, no matter what the cost is, it's still best that we get vaccinated.
Okay, so for the cervical cancer, is that, are there symptoms for it? Because is it the only way you can get to know that, okay, this person has cervical cancer? Is it through tests? Or maybe should there be symptoms already, you know, to know that, oh, I think this person or XYZ might have, you know. All right. You want to tell us about
that? Yeah, thank you, Mr. Benga. Okay, so, like I said, the major way to actually detect this is through screening. Of course, generally, like most of the other cancers will present, they'll present with pain. You know, there'll be serious pains around the cervix and all.
Pains around
the
cervix.
There'll be pains.
Depending on the type of cancer.
There'll be pain. You know, there will also be inflammation. At times, you notice that there's an unusual swelling. Something is swollen around here and all.
Swelling around the genital area?
Yeah,
just
around the
body.
Genitals. Around the genitals, you know. Then also, most people can also experience unnecessary fatigue. They just get tired. They just get weak so easily, you know. So those are some of the few symptoms that when cervical cancer is already advancing in the system, those are some of the symptoms the patient will know. And like I also mentioned, some may not really have serious symptoms until they go for a check. And by the time they discover, you know, it may be advancing already. So screening, early screening, like we've been saying, is actually the way to go to actually detect the presence of cervical cancer.
Hmm. Now, still talking about HPV, and at what point does HPV now develop into cancer?
Okay. Okay, you know, thank you very much for the question. Yeah. Like I said earlier, I said it's a virus that should actually go on its
own. On its own.
Yeah. But there are some particular strains, like there's this HPV 16 and 18 that are very virulent. They don't go out of the body easily. Those ones, when they are in the body, after some time, can start developing into whichever one is. But you know, they are of two types. Mm. If it's the low-risk one, can go get into, genital wart. Mm. And if it's the high-risk strain, that is where the cervical cancer comes in. So those ones can cause. So as it gets when it's the strains, because you can't even determine the strains that is in you. You don't know. It's something that you yourself are not even aware of. So it's at that point.
Okay, can you discover that through tests?
Yeah, there are tests for you. There's a HPV test, and there is a Pap smear. That's for screening of cancer.
Okay.
You understand? To check the growth. To check, there's a Pap smear that to check the growth, abnormal growth.
Mm.
So for the HPV test for the virus, if there is the virus, it doesn't treat the virus or anything. No. But it checks that, there is actually a virus here causing harm. So at the point it gets to cancer is when the strains are in the body, causing havoc, your immune system is down, and it's bringing down the input, and the strain itself getting
more potent,
and that is at that point it gets to cancer.
Okay, so how about can one just get tested anyway? Because there are lots of diagnostic centers around. All right, apart from going to the hospital, can just one get just you see a diagnosis? Can you just walk in there and get it done?
Yes, a lot of medical lab, they call it medical lab sciences. They do all these things. Yeah. So there are so many of them. You can walk in there, walk.
I would need warden, so when they wish ya, become a papa say, well, don't need me one. Me who said I'm a deep baby, I hear that. You can't really relate if you've never been in love. It'd be some beautiful feeling. It's a matter what that baby put it down for me.
Far away, oh, far away. Lady, don't go far away. But if you go far away, my body go lay far away. Sawale, oh, sawale. Baby, tete, sawale. Far away, oh, far away. Don't know what then it didn't mean so. Nobody fit take your place, they would not relax. Me say me come papa say we don't need me one.
Yami who said I'm a deep baby ayera. You can't believe you late if you never been in love. It's a beautiful feeling. It's a matter what that baby put it down for me.
Far away, oh far away. Lady, don't go far away. If you go far away, my body go dey far away. Sawale, oh sawale. Baby, tete sawale. Far away, oh far away. Lady, don't go far away. Heart, oh.
Go break your
heart. No, I no go do like that.
I no go do
nah.
Like that.
Girl, I no go break your heart, oh. If I sing for you, say you go dance. And if I dab for you, say you go dab. And if I deal with you, say you go deal with me. Say you go play with me, give me romance. Girl, I know they like to you. Girl, I know they like to you. You know I got your back. Me, I ride or die for you. You know I ride or die for you. Lonely, hold it down for me. I know they take my woman play. A sexy tomato.
Okay, Hype Media.
Like a bungalow, hey. Like a bungalow,
come on.
Bend your body like a bungalow, hey. Like a bungalow, shake it, shake it, slip, mama, shake it, shake it, shake it, slip, mama, shake it.
Oh hello, oh hello, I'm on kipe, oh hey, oh hello, shaku shaku, ayodi yodi, the way you do it.
Mugbala ye mo, I know ye what they get no. Mugbala ye mo, mio mara ye won, I know daddy won, we no see this it as yo, I know daddy won. Hey, on no con waja, go wo shati pe. Every day we are susha, lo di ziti a lo da. I want check better, I want check better, so sharp, hey, I want check better.
Shake your body like a bungalow, like a bungalow. Shake your body like a bungalow, like a bungalow. Shake it, shake it, slip, mama, shake it, shake it, shake it, slip, mama, shake it.
Oh hello, oh hello, I'm on kick. Yodi yodi, the way you do it, hey, oh hello, hey, oh hello,
mo ti pe wo eh oh hello ah shaku shaku ah ayodi yodi ah the way you do it eh oh hello eh
bend your body like a bungalow ah like a bungalow sit back your body like a bungalow ah like a bungalow ah shake it ah shake it ah slip mama shake it ah shake it ah shake it ah slip mama shake it.
Sananyo, manuku ye salombada Maka shirt mumbada, perfu mumbada Wakine change mdola jivasachi kwa lawada Nziafu wabano wambada, nombada Mwengwe go siye nombada, nombada Snapchat ya asa nombada, nombada Baby cheke, 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 cheke Nifeni nengibote, mwifeni nengibore Zoro mele feboloke,
basu wak
Kapinta mwala kulochi, mwe mena kulochi Second hand the kick out for my jean. New one at the lazy Mbulu bataye team. Mpialong wanga apologies. Bunye go na politi. Anam bata club mbwanye fee. Anabro mwende bechugura. So anam my own lane. Iji game ekon game boy afu. Iji my own game alat na ye puro team. Aina ngung kwacha ni me limousine. And then me fend ya obi Ojebo jimozo Onewe iwe na mekwaro inaka Ojebo jinoko Okuchila kuchi decide If you know where the boko Uswe mworo numbuswe mworo Yes you soon a lot
Laughing to the bank Because I'm laughing to the bank I'm laughing to the bank I'm laughing to the bank
Zip baby Zora basa wag Watch mumbada hey. Belt mumbada hey. Hassan nanyo Manuku ye salombada hey. Maka shirt mumbada hey. Perf mumbada hey. Wakine change mdola jivasachi kwa lawada Nziafu wabano wambada Nombada Mwengwe go siye nombada Nombada Snapchat ya asa nombada Nombada baby cheke 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 Your men sina chweko My men sina biapo Your men sina zomonya My men sina wiapo Your men sina chumwasa My men sina ufaka Umuyo My men sina ufaka They say things they can't do We do things we can't say More focus with the packaging Living where they can't stay Ipasumi emba tobo ge mwasanya Mwokoro modi Dina jitazo bo ge mwasanya again Aburile dwese Ife o melu o Ifule fufule Fije juwani ya For me love for Obi Peter boys to decide More boys to decide Anyway but wait FIFA Ali Lou go open it door Shit them say I no go make em Or some none no bumble to all Say I no go blow Giri die in it Budi OT Onye made no ga made no ga How you no go blow
I'm laughing to the bank Because I'm laughing to the bank I'm laughing to the bank I'm laughing to the bank
Hey, Coco Pop is a real one. Skelly Breezy is a real one. Shopsy Doe is a real one. Shit is real out here. Slim Brown is a real one. Akama Blaze is a real one. DJ Punk is a real one. Shit is real out here. Zip, babe. One time.
Why you beat now?
Alright, listen to this one.
Say, 19 girl for the ladies, but when I rap it's clinical. Wicked it tight, your daily killers are for clean nipples. But I'll make 32, but no set young up your wires. Wicked Bualo Sine Boyanagia, Rapina Fina TV, Wicked Moro Soft Sport, Chimorobio Kutemabulonia Natuya, when they baby call for my.